Deep in the Amazon rainforest sits a secret lab. For generations, the scientists have managed to keep it and its work a secret, and it's known as Little Cam. The residents there have been harboring a secret so deep that if it came out to the world, it could change it forever. So begins Jessica Corey's novel, Origin.
That was one of the first things I knew about the novel, was that it had to be set in the jungle. But I had to do a good bit of research to decide which one before settling on the Amazon.
And the reason why this is a good setting is because it is essentially a village of laboratories, and they are really not supposed to be working on what they are.
Right. And, you know, the Amazon, there are so many regions of it which are still largely unexplored that it was the perfect place for a compound like Little Cam to be hidden.
Especially with all of the medicinal uses that the plants can bring, too.
Right. There are lots of medicinal plants in the Amazon, and we're still just scratching the surface, I believe, of many of the medicines that we can find there. And there are even legends in that area of plants which extend human life. So it was really interesting to explore those while writing Origin.
So our main character is Pia, and Pia is perfect.
Yeah, she thinks so. That's what she's been told her entire life by the scientists, because they want her to put herself before everything else so that she'll have the incentive to do what they ask her to do in the book, which I don't want to give that away. But she starts to learn that that might not be the case. And part of her journey in Origin is her learning to look at herself in a new perspective.
Also, by being told she is perfect, it has taken generations for the scientists there to create Pia, although she does have a mother and a father and has been biologically created.
Yes, she is the product of about a century of genetic engineering, and her family is very interesting because she doesn't have a family in the sense biologically, though her parents are in Little Cam. She calls everybody aunt or uncle. So family to her is more the people who created her as opposed to her actual parents.
And it's interesting also how her actual parents, Sylvia and Will, they aren't the parenting type, and they were not brought there to be mothering or fathering and to, you know, hug Pia and say, we love you.
No, she's been denied that kind of, you know, interaction with her parents for her entire life. And they themselves were raised in Little Cam. They've never been to the outside world. So they have some of the same naive perspectives that Pia begins the book with. And so they're very interesting characters. And I really enjoyed, you know, digging into their past as well.
And Uncle Paolo, he seems to be the one that everybody believes is infallible, especially Pia and her mother Sylvia, because he can do no wrong and whatever he says goes, and he's in charge of all the other scientists as well.
Right, and that's been drilled into Pia, you know, her entire life. He was there the day that she was born. And so in many ways, he is the most important authority figure to her because he's been there since day one. He's the one who gave her her name. And there's a very close relationship between them, but at the same time, it is a very, you know, he's in charge, Pia has to do whatever he says. All the other scientists are kind of scared of him, so he's a very big authority figure in Little Cam, and he's worked very hard to get there, as is discovered throughout the book.
And weakness is absolutely not an option for anybody there.
Right. Everyone, all the scientists, before they come, are tested. And the same tests, actually, that they make Pia take in Little Cam. So they're very careful about screening so people who come in because they know they have to be able to trust these people with the secrets of Little Cam. And so there's a very tight screening process and testing that they run on all of the candidates.
And also going along with being able to trust them, they also cannot talk about the outside world. And then comes Dr. Field, Harriet Field, and she is everything that unfortunately Little Cam doesn't stand for, and especially Uncle Paolo. But at the beginning, Pia distrusts her and thinks that she's just a silly woman.
Right, she does. She goes against the grain of the normal scientists brought into Little Cam, and she's only there because the scientists are getting desperate and they are ready to move on with the project, and they need her expertise. And Pia distrusts her because she goes against everything that Pia has been taught since birth, and all of the lessons that have been drilled into her are challenged by Harriet's presence. So at first, there's a very strong sense of mistrust between them, which, of course, Pia eventually overcomes and begins to look to Harriet as a source of information that she can't get anywhere else.
Pia has never been outside of the compound of Little Cam, and she has no idea of its location in the world either. Well, there are little bits and pieces that may accidentally slip. She didn't really care to know, I don't think, either until Dr. Field came.
Right, and it's just part of her conditioning. You know, it's been hammered into her since, you know, the day she was born that your purpose is in Little Cam. There's nothing out there for you. Everything is your destiny is right here within the fence. So she's been just so solidly grounded in this idea that her destiny is inside the fence, that the world outside will not accept her, that until Harriet comes and until she sneaks out for the first time and meets Eo, she knows there's a world outside, but she knows so little about it that that curiosity is stifled.
And also, I think it's made out to be the big bad because she's always told that they won't trust you, they won't understand you in the outside world, and so it's for your own safety to stay in Little Cam.
Right. You know, Paolo tells her over and over, if you go out there, they'll find you, they'll put you in a tiny cage, they won't let you out. And she's scared of that. One of her fears is of being put in a cage or being caught in a small space. Well, she can't die, she can't be hurt. So for her, one of her greatest fears is almost claustrophobic. And as the book goes on, of course, she realizes she's already in a cage in Little Cam. And so her journey is to break free of that.
You had mentioned Eo, and that's where he comes in because he is part of a local tribe in the Amazon, the natives, and he opens Pia's eyes even further.
Yes, he does. He challenges even more than Harriet does. He challenges her ideas of how the world works and what her purpose is and, you know, what kind of say that she has in her own destiny. So she's fascinated by him. She is also threatened by him because he comes and kind of pulls the rug out from under her and says, no, all this that you've built your life on, that you think is your purpose, is not. And he really makes her look inward and to open her eyes for the first time.
The view that he gives Pia of what his village thinks of Little Cam is also eye-opening, and obviously she doesn't want to believe what he says about it because she's only heard the stories about the native villagers from the people in Little Cam. And then when you get a different view of that, I can't imagine how one's world would be completely flipped upside down.
Right. There's a lot of prejudice between the Ioans and the scientists in Little Cam, and Pia has to struggle to find out, well, which, you know, stereotypes are true or and which are false, and she struggles for a long time trying to find the truth, not only of herself, but of the people in Little Cam and of the people in Iowa, and trying to bring everything together into a cohesive whole and to get that full picture and understanding of her world.
The details you have in this book are great. Everything from having the different shipments come in of the supplies and then having a surprise like Skittles. And it's something that we take for granted, but to have the description of how they taste and that burst of flavor on the tongue is wonderful. Even the different foods that they may have that are only on special occasions.
Right. She has a very different experience of the world than, you know, a normal teen would have. And for Pia, any glimpse or any touch of the outside world excites her and, you know, sparks her curiosity. But even though the scientists try to keep that to a minimum, you know, every now and then she'll get a taste of that. And it really means a lot to her. And things, you know, something as small and insignificant to us as Skittles, to her is a huge deal because it's something completely new. And in a world where she's in such a confined space, that really makes a difference to her.
And I want to touch back on something that Harriet Field had said to Pia after Pia gives her the spiel of, I am perfect. Everything on this wall that you see is all about me because I am the one. And Harriet says, well, what about Mr. Perfect? Isn't it a lonely life if you're the only one who lives forever?
Yes, that moment, I mean, Pia, up until that point, has basically been reciting everything she's been told. She's going by rote memory, letting Harriet know all the things that Paolo and the others have been telling her entire life. And then Harriet just kind of cuts right through all of that and says, you know, what about Mr. Perfect? And she really touches on one of Pia's sore spots, something she doesn't talk about a lot, and that's her loneliness and the sense of disconnection she feels because she has nobody like her, nobody to whom she can truly relate. And that's one of the first things Harriet pulls out, and it kind of shocks Pia a little bit.
Even somebody close to her own age as well, there's nobody there that is a teenager.
Right, because she has been raised by herself, which wasn't actually the intended plan. There was supposed to be another immortal born at the same time as Pia. But, of course, there was an accident which happened years before, kind of disrupted the process. And then Pia ended up being born alone. And she's been raised the only one of her age. So she has a very kind of a clash between a very mature perspective because she's been raised by adults and a very naive perspective because she's so sheltered.
Well, it is a great book. The name of it is Origin. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Again, Jessica Corey's novel is Origin. It is published by Razorbill. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. We were around.